FM's Ben and Christy. Podcasting now. Telstra Stores, 3rd Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza. 104.9 Star FM.
We are talking about smelling people.
Is it weird to tell a work colleague, you smell nice today? There's something creepy about it. There's something not right about it. You can say, you look nice. That tasted nice or that sounded nice. But as soon as you go smell, it's weird.
I actually love telling people they smell good. In particular, when someone says to me, oh, what are you wearing? Or someone actually said, this is true. Her name's Asheville. She said this. She goes, someone smells delicious.
Oh, she didn't.
She did. I swear. That was the exact word she said. And I said, might be me. And she had a sniff. I let her sniff the neck and she's like, ooh.
She did not sniff your neck. God, you're a liar.
On 13/12/16, though, we're asking you guys, is it okay to tell someone if they smell good or not? Joining us is Dave. What do you reckon, mate?
Of course it is.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's creepy? Like,
no.
I think it's a little bit just overstepping the mark.
You know, Christy, I love you, mate, but that statement is everything that's wrong with the world at the moment. Like,
that's what's
wrong
with the world.
What the hell is wrong with just going up and paying someone a compliment, you know?
I know, but then it's it reveals that they've been smelling you, which
no,
is...
No, to me, it's just it's the same as, hey, your hair looks nice today, or that's a nice dress, they're nice shoes. Like, let's live in a positive world where we're happy to just go out to people and say, hey, you know what, you're doing a good job or whatever, whether it be your smell or your hair or whatever, and let's all just be happy with it.
It'd be weird if you went up to a girl you worked with and smelled her hair, though.
That's true, yeah.
I'm not saying go up and go, you smell nice.
And it's in the tone, isn't it?
Or whatever.
You smell good.
Oh, I thought you'd be somebody that would do that, no?
You don't sniff?
I just need to get a waft, you know?
You do that, yeah, with the waft.
Get a waft, it's just
no,
it's,
no but the waft is when you're right about
it. Say, like, okay, if you're going out there to seek smell, like if you're going out seeking to smell someone,
yeah,
that's weird. But if you just get a waft and you go, hey, that's nice, there's nothing wrong with that.
What about the lean in, smell the neck?
No, it's just intimate. It's too intimate for me.
Ben, you're a creep, man.
Ben is a creep.
I'm just trying to stir things up.
Stop making an innocent thing creepy.
Hey, do you have the time?
Yeah, it's Ben and Christy podcast time.
Let's talk Big Brother, Christy. This is huge.
In a couple of weeks' time, Big Brother auditions are going to be hitting up the border for the very first time ever. And do you give us some tips and handy hints if you or your mates were actually planning on actually going and attending the auditions. Nobody knows better than last year's winner of Big Brother, Tim Dormer.
How are you, Timmy?
G'day, guys. I'm good.
Hey, Tim. No better person than yourself, the carryover champion, shall we say, Big Brother, the winner of last year, to give all of the people across the border a few tips and handy hints if they are hitting up auditions on the 15th, what they should do and how to present yourself. I mean, what do you reckon are the top three tips to give to our Big Brother hopefuls this year?
Look, for all the wannabe housemates, it is simple, it is very cliche, but the golden rule is be yourself. You can't trick these producers. I mean, they've been doing it for so many years. You know what? You can't trick Australia. I think if you're going to try and be someone you're not in auditions, by the time you get through to the house, Australia has a really good bullcrap meter. I think they kind of pick the people that are genuine and they get behind them. So the golden rule, be yourself. Find out what it is about you that stands out from everybody else. You're going to be on their radar and who knows, they might put you through.
Timmy, we want a game. Want to play a game with you this morning, right? You're going to be the Big Brother producer, okay?
Okay, yep.
And Christy and I are going to sell ourselves to you in 10 seconds each and you have to pick one of us to go into the house.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to do the Big Brother voice?
Try it. Okay. This is Big Brother. Housemate, this is your chance to get into the Big Brother house. I'm such a bad...
Is Big Brother going through puberty? I heard a little voice crack there.
Yeah. You know, there was... Because there's different voices of Big Brother. And
yeah.
One of the Big Brother's voices, he's younger than I am. And it was kind of funny, this strange relationship where you're like, I know you're younger than me, but yes, I've still got to respect the authority of Big Brother. Okay, here we go. Here's your chance to impress me. Why should I pick you as a housebird?
Okay, who should go first, Big Brother? Ben or Christy?
Ben.
Okay.
Tell me.
I once made love to a rock melon.
What was that?
I once made love to a rock melon.
Wow.
You know why I'm laughing? Because I know it's true.
Okay.
As in, I can't top
you
did, that.
Or you tried to make a little baby rock melon with it.
Yes, when I was about 12, I saw it in a magazine, thought I'd give it a crack.
Oh,
Christy.
Oh, wow.
I can't top
You're
that.
You're giving me ideas.
What is it? Don't put it in the microwave for too long, though.
Yeah, that's right.
It's true. Okay, it's true. Well, no, that's a very interesting fact. I'm sure that the producers would be very amused by that, but I don't think that kind of behaviour can be put on Channel 9.
Okay, so I'm already out.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. I don't know. How do I top that? I've got a curvy spine, and I once put a photo of my vagina on Facebook by accident.
Mm, she did too.
Oh, wow. Gosh, what kind of radio show
what
do you
kind of people are you?
Rock melons, vaginas. Would Big Brother even even take us in at all?
Well, you've definitely got my attention.
See, with the Big Brother up late, I used to love that, I used to watch that, stay up late and kind of...
Didn't we all?
Yeah, watch it as like, I don't even know, like a 15, 16-year-old when, mum and dad thought you were sleeping, so that was saucy. But now that kind of element of the show's been canned, maybe we would be too, I don't know.
Yeah, although maybe there's an opening for it and you guys would be the perfect housemate.
Well, who knows, but we tell you what, 15th, right here on the border of April, Big Brother will be here for the auditions, and you can remember Timmy's tips this morning. Timmy Dormer, the winner of last year's Big Brother, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
No worries, guys. Thanks, Hex.
Not sick of the guys yet?
It's Ben and Christie's podcast.
The question this morning, do you have a dirty dad? On the weekend, hanging out with the boys down in Melbourne for my mate's 30th, we talked about my dad. He's got a reputation. He's one of the boys, even at 70. And they always ask, how's your old man going? They want dirty stories because Dad is a renowned dirty dad.
Yeah, he sounds like a dirty dad. He's got naughty mags in the magazine, stack in the toilet. What else did he do? Called your mum, the mother of his children, at your brother's Bucks party to let your mum know exactly what he just got up to. When he's most guys trying to hide the fact
Dad was boasting
of what they were doing.
This stripper wanted him.
He calls and then goes, the stripper wanted me, pointed at me and it's got a thing for me.
One of the best ones as well, when I actually lived at home and I was at uni, I remember one day mum goes into Dad's office to use the internet to do some banking and yells out and goes, Balka, what's juicy access? Dad goes, you can delete that, I'm done.
What is it? An adult-only site?
It was just an icon on the desktop, which obviously led to other nasty things.
I'm sorry. How does your mum react to that?
She's so used to it.
She's as nice as pie, your mum.
She's so... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mum is so nice, but just lets... your father wears himself out.
Oh, my God.
On 13, 12, 16, we're asking you guys across the border, do you have a dirty dad? And from Wodonga, Jess joins us. Tell us your story, mate.
Well, it's actually my boyfriend's dad.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
We've only been together for a couple of months, and he took a video of me the other day rolling around on the floor trying to get the cat under the bed.
Yeah.
And he showed it to his dad because the cat was petrified of me and ran off out of the room. And his dad made the comment along the lines of, did he take advantage of the fact that I was on the floor on my knees?
Oh, my God. And this is the father of the new man in your life.
Yes, yes. This is boyfriend's dad.
Do you want to hear the funniest thing? There was one of my mates, and this is a true story, Jess. One of my mates met this girl, and the father-in-law wanted to meet him. Her dad wanted to meet him. This is a true story.
Yeah.
And he actually turned around and said, right, let's do it on bloke terms. He brought his daughter to a strip club meet the new boyfriend.
Are you making
not.
That up?
That is a true story.
Oh, no.
And my mate is still best mates with that bloke's dad. His girlfriend's
dad. Oh, my God.
Dad.
Jess, honestly, your father-in-law now sounds like an absolute angel based on that story.
Get your podcast on.
All right, let's go.
The Ben and Christie Show.
Joining the show this morning, we do this each and every week where it's sort of bittersweet, really, because we get to chat to the eliminated contestants from So You Think You Can Dance. And joining us on the show this morning, we are speaking with Yukino. Is it Yukino?
Yes, that's the one.
And Chris, I didn't want to pronounce it wrong. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
How are you guys?
On mail, I always stuff names. If I forget it, I just call your mate. So,
yeah, well, there you go. So, if he calls your mate later, it's not that he's forgotten, it's just that he's scared to say Yukino again.
Yukino.
You know, if you find Yukino too hard, just call me Kino like the lottery.
I was about to say, it's like you, then Kino. Yukino, I can remember that.
Do a lot of people call you that?
Yeah, a lot of people call me Kino, and, you know, if you forget how to say my real name, then you just go, are you Keen-O?
Ah, are you keen?
Are you keen?
Are you?
And then you go,
So much fun we can have with this.
Man, if I was hitting on you on a Saturday night, I'd be in. Or I'd hope I'd be in.
And poor Chris, what's Chris got?
He's sorry, like, Chris.
Hey, guys. I'm Chris, but you can call me Tris. Get it? Tris?
I don't get it.
The CH?
Oh.
Tris?
Okay, I don't know her, guys.
Sorry about that. Sorry to bring the vibe down.
Hey, guys, how are you feeling, though? You are obviously the latest eliminated contestants. How are you both feeling after it all?
I'm quite content, you know. Like, it was sad to leave, but I just had so much fun, and, you know, I said to myself, I just want to be in top 20. I don't care if I leave first week. And a few weeks later, I was still there, so I was like, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like bittersweet, you know. I'm so grateful to be actually a part of it and so lucky to experience everything. And, you know, yes, it's kind of disappointing to go, but everything that we experienced was just amazing, and so happy to, you know, have had that.
Guys, we've loved watching you dance, but you've got to kind of take it in your stride. You're 20 and 21. Like, it's pretty amazing what you have achieved thus far on the show, and I'm sure you've got so much ahead of you. But especially you, Yukino, being that your style of dance, or your preferred style of dance, is urban, I thought we might play a little game this morning instead of So You Think You Can Dance, So You Think You Can Rap.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Chris,
I didn't know about this.
Chris, you're not exempt from this, so what Benny and I might do... Ben,
oh, my God.
Ben's got no idea about this, by the way. I just popped into my head right then. So, Ben and I, we're going to do the beatboxing back up.
Then
if you guys want to pass the phone and pretend that that's your mic, like on 8 Mile, the way Eminem does it, and then you can rap about your experience on the show. It's just like a free flow, whatever comes out.
I can't rap to save my life. Oh,
come
my
on. Have
well,
a bit of fun.
This will work, though. So just, have some fun.
So this is going to be so bad. So
all right,
okay,
we go.
We'll get the beat going.
Guys,
come on, my mouth's
getting
really...
You've got to take this more seriously.
I've got spit in my hands.
You've got to take
this
more
seriously. I can't do it this long.
I'm trying. I'm not
really trying.
Okay, Chris, do you want to have a crack?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Come on, guys.
I was on So You Think You Can Dance. I felt really cool pants.
You guys...
Did you just run pants? Did you just run dance with pants?
I had really cool pants. Yeah.
And I've got jazz pants.
Jazz pants, there we go.
I feel closer after that, guys, with you two. I really feel that was a good bonding experience all around.
Oh, my God.
I just love that we could not rhyme with
I feel like
dance.
We'll know now that we'll never be, like, a rapper or an artist or anything definitely like that. Not. That definitely confirmed that.
Well, you can tick that off the list of your things that, you know, so you now you can just concentrate on dancing.
I think we should just stick to dancing.
Yeah.
not a rapper, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, you both are absolutely superstars in our eyes. We loved you on the show. It is sad to see you out, but we'd like to thank you both for joining us this morning, and all the best into the future for both of you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, do you have the time?
Yeah, it's Ben and Christy podcast time.
Well, off the back of the no makeup selfie phenomenon that was crazy over social media last week and the week beforehand, there's actually been a bit of a study that's looked into what men like in terms of women. Do men actually prefer women with or without makeup? And it seems that the study that's come back, majority of the guys surveyed have actually said, you know what, I actually like a woman without makeup, and that's the best news ever for me.
I'm going to say too, I'll start off from the boys' side. Chicks out makeup, I'm all for it. And on 13 till 16, we're asking you guys across the border the same question. Up first is Daniel. How are you, mate?
Good, yourself?
Good. Chicks without makeup, yes or no?
Without.
Absolutely. Yeah, bang on, Daniel-san.
Guess what, Daniel? I'm not wearing a scrap of makeup right now.
And
Ben has to deal with that every day, so I'm quite happy that you've agreed.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, confidence is key, and if you don't have to wear it, you're obviously more confident.
Daniel, have you been with chicks in the past, whether it be girlfriends or girls you were seeing, that do wear really thick, really heavy makeup every day? Like, has that ever been part of your life where you go, babe, just a little bit less? Is that less is more?
Yeah, like I've had girlfriends in the past that, you know, absolutely spray it on, and I think, you know, you don't need it.
Yeah.
I think you look better without it. But at the end of the day, on looks alone, you're a lot happier because you're actually getting the same person in the morning as you get the day before.
That's what Benny was saying. When you see a girlfriend without makeup, you're like, whoa! Who are you? If you are wearing a lot and you're wearing it all the time. But I can honestly say that is the biggest compliment to receive as a female. Leave the makeup off. I like you as he is.
Exactly. exactly right. But we want you because of who you are, not because of what you look like. So.
Well said, Daniel. Thank you for joining the show this morning. We've got another one on 13, 12, 16. Kevin joins us. Kev, chicks without makeup, yes or no?
Guys, it's a bit of a tough one, but the thing is, I've dated some pretty ugly-looking girls, we'll call them that.
Oh,
and they
Kev,
look much
straight into it, Kev.
Some of them look much better truffling with makeup on, so I think I've fallen for girls with makeup.
Really?
Wow, okay. Well, you're going against the study then, because this study that's been released, this majority of guys actually like females without a whole lot of makeup on.
Well, I don't know who to ask him, because me and all my mates, we all prefer girls with a bit of makeup on.
Kev, I'm going to have to go against you, bloke, because I did date a girl who used to schlack it on with a paintbrush and used to drive me nuts. Whereas, you know, my fiancée now, Mel, I reckon she's looking her best when she's got nothing on, Kev.
I guess, you know, it all depends on the amount of time you hang with a girl or whatever. Like, I've only had one night stand and, you know, a couple of days here and there.
Hey, Kev, at least you're honest, bloke. At least you're honest, Phil.
Well, now it all makes sense, Kev, yeah, because you sound like Romeo. Thanks for calling the show.
Star FM's Ben and Christy. Ben and Christy.